This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music. Koto, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 145 of The Joy of Classical Music, and part one of New Adventures in Music, a series within a series devoted to the thrill of musical discovery and the joy of listening. We have a varied selection ahead of us that culminates in this week's featured work on the Transmigration of Souls by composer John Adams. We opened with the Exordi Chamber Choir performing a choral arrangement of They Are From the Hill, a popular Cuban sun song that was written by Miguel Matamoros. A blend of Spanish and African musical traditions, the sun song is a style that originated in the highlands of eastern Cuba in the late 19th century. And to give you some more context, here's Miguel Matamoros himself and his trio with the original 1928 recording.
¿Dónde son los cantantes? Que lo encuentro muy galante y lo quiero conocer con su trova fascinante que me la quiero aprender. Quiero saber de dónde son los cantantes, que lo encuentro muy galante y los quiero conocer con su trova fascinante que me la quiero aprender. Serán de La Habana, serán de Santiago, tierra soberana, son de la Loma y cantan en llano. Ya verás, tú verás, mamayo son de la Loma, mamayo cantan en llano, mamá son de la Loma. Mira, mamayo cantan en llano, mamayo son de la Loma. Thank you. soberana, son de la loma y cantan en llano. Ya verás, tú verás.
And now for a complete change of direction. Written in 1914, Sol Spari is an adagio for string orchestra, harp and organ by English composer Edward Elgar. Emotional and lyrical, Sol Spari, the Italian word for size, is often described as a microcosm of Elgar's musical style. Here's the Bournemouth Sinfonietta. Russian composer Alexander Glazunov's 1899 work, Autumn Leaf, is a miniature for trumpet and piano and is one of the most popular short works in the trumpet repertoire. From their 2012 album, Tina, this is pianist Catherine Scott with trumpeter Tina Ting Helseth. Swimming in a deep lake in the Bavarian Alps, composer Judith Bingham got the spooks as she remembered a folk story about a woman drowning herself and her unfaithful partner in a lake similar to the one she found herself in. The Drowned Lovers is a choral work that revisits that spooky experience. Here's the Tinnebrae Choir with mezzo-soprano Martha McLaurin. Marimba virtuoso Kiko Abe is Professor Emeritus at the Toho Gakuin School of Music in Tokyo and has taught generations of prominent percussionists, including Evelyn Glennie. The first woman to be inducted into the Percussive Arts Society Hall of Fame, Abe is widely credited with transforming the marimba into a serious solo concert instrument. And here she is performing her own Divertimento for marimba and alto saxophone with saxophonist Matoi Miyazima.
Thank you.
Fauré's 1877 art song After the Dream describes a dreamer who imagines a passionate celestial flight with a lover, only to wake up and realize it was all an illusion. Unsatisfactorily awake, he begs for sleep and a return to the dream. His French baritone, Gérard Sousset.
Dans un
First published in 1575, Thomas Tallis's Have Mercy Upon Us is no simple prayer. It's a mathematical marvel of Renaissance counterpoint. Here's the Tallis scholars. And to finish, this week's feature work is On the Transmigration of Souls by American composer John Adams, the work that won him the 2003 Pulitzer Prize for Music. Commissioned by the New York Philharmonic to commemorate the first anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, the work incorporates the names of victims and street sounds from Ground Zero to create a place of contemplation where listeners can be alone with their own thoughts and emotions. Next week's feature work is the Bill Evans Suite from Symbiosis, a tribute to Bill Evans, a new album from the Thomas Clausen Trio and the Singapore Symphony Orchestra. Until then, here's the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra with the Gwinnett Young Singers.
Fisher. hair color. Date of birth, 1963. Weight, 180 pounds. Please call 212-799-8.
So full of grief, James Leahy, Juan Garcia, Juanita Lee, Michael Todonio, Janine Laverde, Edward Mazzella, Jeffrey Latouche, Anthony Tempesta, John Dean, Juan Garcia, John Adam Nelson, John J. Lennon, Jose Luis Leon, Kevin D. Marlowe, Lizzie Martinez Caldo, I See Water and Buildings, Michael Lepore, David Fontana, I Love You, Nicholas C. Lassman, I See Water and Buildings, Paul Richard Martini, I See Water and Buildings, Richard Y. C. Lee, Frederick Gabler, my brother, Hector Tamayo, my son, I See Water and Buildings, I Love You.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.